Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Elise Benin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is a longtime friend. When it's a lady, you're not supposed to say old friend. You're supposed to say a longtime friend. And Elise is the Director of Creative Marketing and Management out of beautiful downtown Hoboken, New Jersey. And I'm holding one of her books in my hand, which is absolutely beautiful, called Self-Promotion Online. Another one, which is even prettier, is called Designing Websites for Every Audience, and she's one of our top web experts. Elise Benin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Good
what
to
is
be
what's
back.
Up? What else? What's up with that, Elise? Is it okay? Women would prefer you not say that she's an old friend. Would
I have no idea? I don't think I would have noticed.
Oh, you wouldn't have?
No.
Oh, you just would have heard the friend thing and felt the warmth washing over you. Is that what?
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
No doubt.
Yeah. Okay, let's get down to business.
Okay.
Google has become an important word in anybody's lexicon, especially who are people who are interested in maximizing their presence online. Hasn't it?
It has.
And tell us, there are people out there. Someone just came out of a cave and turned the radio on, Elise, and they don't know what Google is. Tell us what it is.
Well, Google is basically the most popular search engine on the internet. And, you know, when people are trying to promote themselves online, one of the big questions I get is, how can I, you know, get good rankings in the search engine?
Everybody wants to be on the first page of Google, right?
That's right. And, you know, to a certain extent, you don't have much control over it in general. And Google AdWords is a service that they offer, and it's just one of many of services that's called pay-per-click in search engine marketing that gives you a little bit more control over where you come up in the search engine.
So if you just have a website and you're out there, there are some things you can do to optimize your image with Google so that they pick up, they pick you up a little more often and they rank you a little higher. But in terms of manipulating Google, the only way to really do that, and I just use that word because I don't have a better one, at least, is to actually do business with them, isn't it?
That's right. And a lot of people have been asking me lately about Google AdWords, and a lot of people have been kind of experimenting with it in the dark, it seems to me, myself included, and not really knowing how to use it very well or what things mean or how to read that darn report they send you. So I'm thinking of doing a little series in my quick online marketing tips on Google AdWords, so I thought it might be a good thing to begin talking about.
Yeah. Well, let's go back first. Before we get into Google AdWords, let's go back and talk just a little bit about using the basic service. And I think we need to point out that Google is a true search engine, isn't it?
Yes.
As opposed to a directory.
Exactly. And the difference between the two is that a directory is basically a listing service.
Like Yahoo.
Exactly. Yahoo.
Yahoo is not a search engine. It's a directory, isn't it?
Right. And the Open Directory also is a directory.
I'm trying to think of some of the others that are out there, but the main thing, you get the idea. Those are the two best examples of a directory and a search engine.
Right, and they say that, that one of the differences between the two is that the directories you have to submit your site to or else it won't be found.
Right.
And it basically gets located within the structure of the directory.
Right, and also, for example, I think it costs like $300 or $400 for you to actually... Now that to actually be listed on Yahoo, but not you can be there in their search engine. You can be part of Yahoo, for example, But if you want to actually be listed, as you were saying, I think you have to write a check for $300 or $400.
No, I don't think that's true.
Well,
I think my understanding...
They took our money.
No, my understanding is that what you are paying for is quicker consideration, basically.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess that's what I was trying to say, and I didn't say it very well.
Right.
But even before we gave them money, you could find us on Yahoo.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
So
we greased the palm a little bit, and they like us more.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
That's one of the things that people need to realize that they do. But now, when you go to Google, most people go to Google and they use Google for a year, and all of a sudden they say, "Wait a minute, how do these people make money?"
Mm-hmm.
Because there are no ads, at least not on the homepage. But when you get inside, that's where you see how they make money, isn't it?
Right. So once you have typed something into the search field to find something, and then you quickly get up to the first page of the results, you'll notice that on the left are the results.
Uh-huh.
And they're very relevant, usually very accurate results. And then on the right are these little boxes of what they call sponsored links.
Mm-hmm.
Which are the AdWords that people basically have paid to be placed when someone searches for a particular keyword. So, you know, I've been doing AdWords for at least a year now, and I spend about $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
It was up to about $200, but that felt like too much to me.
Mm-hmm.
Some people spend thousands.
Right.
But, you know, I've decided that my budget is $100 a month, and I can control that by telling Google AdWords what the cap of my daily budget is, and then they won't go above it.
So let me stop you for a second. Yeah. Folks, so on the left is where you're if you show up, or if what you're looking for is on the left in the bigger section at Google, those people may not have paid anything, probably didn't pay anything.
Right.
But in the little boxes on the right that look sort of like little subtle banners, they're not obtrusive at all, those people have paid money to be in those positions on every page, basically.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because we don't know if people who see the page of rankings even know the difference between what's on the left and what's on the right. Unless they're very experienced users, they may not either notice the difference or know what the difference is.
Well, see, I don't really notice what's on the right so much until I exhaust the other side.
Yeah.
Lily, stand by. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages, folks. It's 20 after. Stay with us, please. I'm just we're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Elise Benin is our guest. Her new book is called Designing Websites for Every Audience, and it's available where, Elise?
It's available at Amazon.com and also through my website, ArtOfSelfPromotion.com.
ArtOfSelfPromotion.com. And, folks, the last name is spelled Benun, Elise, with one L. Ilise, Benun, Benun. If you're typing that into any of the online search engines, check that out when you get a chance. Go to Google and type in Elise Benun and see what happens.
See what happens. See
yeah.
what AdWords come up.
Elise,
what?
Tell us how you do business with Google. Now, walk us through the options that you have. You actually are buying Google AdWords from them. You're spending $100 a month to try to put yourself into a position where your name, your brand, your website comes up more readily and more often on Google, right?
That's right. Now here's the thing. I look at my log files on my website a lot. I can see in particular where people are coming from onto my homepage. And one of the things that's the most incredible to me is that most people come from Google, and they come by typing in some version of the word self-promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so you would think then that the keywords that I would choose, because you have to choose which keywords you want to have activated on your ad, that you would think that self-promotion would be the perfect keywords for me, but for some reason that part of it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And what I don't understand is why I get so much traffic on the left side of the Google screen from self-promotion,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And none as a result of the AdWords on the right.
The money you pay, what you pay for.
Exactly.
Well, see, I just typed in self-promotion into Google, and you're number one on that list, but there are no, but your AdWords aren't on the right.
Well, the reason the AdWords aren't on the right, I just realized this morning as I opened the document to do this, that that part of my, I have two campaigns running, and the self-promotion campaign has been paused for some reason.
Right.
I don't know why.
Okay, well, tell us how, let's say someone's listening out there right now, and they're saying, you know what, I want a piece of that. How do I do that? What? Walk us through the exact steps on how you contact Google, how you decide which words to use, and et cetera, et cetera.
Well, that's going to take longer than the 3 minutes that we have, so maybe we can talk about it next time also.
The first
step is going to Google AdWords,
okay.
And they have a whole site for AdWords that explains how
it
works.
So what is that?
It's actually AdWords.Google.com.
AdWords.Google.com,
mm-hmm.
And I don't even see it on their website where you can do that.
I think it is there, but they actually don't make it very clear.
Yeah, apparently not. So it's AdWords.Google.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then from there, I mean, the steps are you have to select the keywords that you think your best prospects are going to be typing in. And I think that the way it works best is if you have a really targeted niche so that everybody isn't looking for the same word,
mm-hmm.
but you're looking for a small group of people who are searching for something very specific, so they're more likely to find you than the 5,000 people who are doing something more general.
Right.
So you choose your keywords, and then you write an ad, you know, kind of based on the template that they show you, and then you test it, and then you change it and experiment until you can are getting better what they call click-throughs.
So, for example, if I were doing it, I would. One of my keyword would probably be small business, for example.
Right, which is a huge, broad, general keyword.
It is a large one, right. Or I might come up with something else like I don't know, home-based or whatever it might be. But I'd come up with those words, and I would use that. And whenever someone typed that word in, then that would pop up on the right side in the little box.
That's right.
Maybe.
Your ad would come up.
Right.
Because they typed in one of the keywords
mm-hmm.
that you have basically bid for.
And they charge per click, don't they?
That's right. So if the ad comes up on the page, you don't get charged anything, but if someone clicks on it, you do.
Right.
And you decide how much you want to pay for each of those clicks.
So after you pay as much as you want, they take the ad down?
No. I mean, you either tell them when to stop or they pause it
right.
for these mysterious reasons.
So what you're saying is that you tell them you're willing to pay for a nickel a click or a dime a click or a dollar a click or something like that.
That's right. I pay 16 cents.
16 cents. All right.
Up to $4 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I got, I don't know how long this is, but 36 clicks out of 3,800 impressions.
Hmm. Okay.
So.
So this is just another way, folks, of using an online resource like Google to if you're not far enough up on Google as you want to be, you can spend a little bit of money and move yourself up a little bit,
mm-hmm,
can't you?
That's right.
Yeah.
I know people who pay a lot of money every
yeah.
month. It's just in their budget, and they claim that they get a lot of traffic.
It depends on what you have to sell. You have to have something to sell. You really have to be trying to sell something. This is not just for people who you just want to visit your site. You want them to actually do business with you. At least, you're right, we've got more to talk about. Let's continue this discussion next time.
Okay.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, artofselfpromotion.com is the website, and the new book is called Designing Websites for Every Audience. Thanks, Elise. See you next
time.
Quick break, right back with Kirk Chaffetz. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.